From NPR News, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, is Pat Robertson's call to assassinate Hugo Chavez just the sort of political boost that Venezuela's president needs? First, the lead, Iraq. It's the subject for President Bush today in speeches in Idaho. He may also talk about military base closing announcements today. NPR News will have more coverage on that topic later on All Things Considered. But we are going to Iraq for an update with New York Times reporter Dexter Filkins. Constitutional talks continue there. We'll get to that in a moment. First, Dexter, the news wires are reporting a series of daylight raids on police checkpoints in Baghdad. It sounds bizarre to me.
Well, unfortunately, it's not really bizarre or all that uncommon for a group of insurgents, you know, in the daylight to attack a police checkpoint in a fairly sophisticated way. This was in western Baghdad. A lot of sympathy for the insurgency there. And so police are more than likely not locals. They're probably Shiites and Kurds and that sort of thing. It is pretty terrifying, but it's not, unfortunately, all that uncommon.
These were more than one raid, so it looks like coordinated activity. And you say this is a Sunni neighborhood, yes?
Western Baghdad is predominantly Sunni, yeah. And eastern Baghdad is mostly Shiite. The city is kind of split down the middle that way.
Okay, what about the status of the constitutional talks? There's another supposed deadline coming tomorrow. How do things look?
Well, this will be the third deadline that they've set for themselves. There's some sense that they'll make it, but there's a lot of people already talking about the possibility of having to extend it again. At the moment, most of the document is done, and I have to say that seems like a triumph of language to get these people who really, many of them really don't have much to talk about, to get them to agree on a, you know, a long document about the future of the country. It's pretty remarkable. But there's a couple of issues, and there's the central problem at the moment is a group of Sunni leaders who were more or less chosen by the Americans and the Iraqi government to come into the process. And these people were not elected. They weren't members of the National Assembly. And so, you know, they've been, I don't want to say they've been difficult, but they've been pretty, they're very fixed in their views and they don't want to come off of them. And so it is causing a lot of frustration, I know, on the part of the Shiites and the Americans. Although I have to say, some of the things that the Sunni leaders are asking for, it's not that they're necessarily unreasonable. It's just, you know, the other end of the spectrum from what the Shiites and the Kurds want. You know, that's kind of the larger story here, is that there's just some very, very different visions about what this country is about. And it's hard to draw up a document that reflects consensus when there really isn't that much.
From what I read about the Constitution, it does look as though Islamic law is going to be what's governing most of what happens in the country. That is, there are Islamic clerics who will be overseeing the Supreme Court, yes?
I wouldn't put it that starkly. I'd say Islam will be the official religion. It will be regarded as a source of legislation. And on the Supreme Court, there will be some clerics or some experts in Islamic law on the Supreme Court. I think what you're going to see is a pretty fierce political battle that unfolds over the next several months over just how Islamic the government's going to be, just how Islamic the law will be. There's a large secular component in this society, and they're going to fight. So I think what you're going to see after the Constitution is drawn up, you're going to see a political battle unfolding over the next several months.
Dexter Filkins reporting from Baghdad for The New York Times. Dexter, thank you again.
Thank you so much.